Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
I have a quick question.
Thank you for saying something, because I would have just kept going.
What day is it?
Wednesday.
Yep. Dead on. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill. That's
I'm Wednesday.
Wednesday. The member of the Addams family that even they were too afraid to talk about.
Yeah.
Yep. Welcome to the bonus hour, to the stream of consciousness. I hate to be gullible, but somebody sent us, somebody texted us. We were trying to figure out why pumpkin spice is as popular as it is, because you don't like it, I don't like it, and yet everything is flavored or scented pumpkin spice and will be probably until Christmas stuff comes out. So somebody texted us a picture of what appears to be a car wash with a sign on their attraction board that says, "We now have pumpkin spice washer fluid." And I don't want to be gullible, but is that real? Is that?
I think it's a joke.
It's a joke, right? So let's say it's a joke, and I think it is. How many times a day do you think people come in there and go, you know what, as long as I'm here, I'll take a little bit of that pumpkin spice washer fluid, and they have to explain to them, we're just messing with you. That doesn't exist.
I bet 9 out of 10 people.
I would. I'm serious. In my head, I'm thinking right around that.
Because you get it. I mean, it catches my attention. And I'm telling you, when I see Starbucks advertising it, I told you I saw those dog treats, pumpkin spice. For a half a second, I'm like, maybe I don't like it.
No.
But maybe for 1 second, it's like, maybe I should give in.
Do you know what I'm like that with is, and not for long.
I Black
quickly
licorice?
Come to myself. No, I'd. There's not to me. There's nothing appealing about licorice whatsoever.
The black licorice.
Any licorice.
You
red
don't
licorice.
Like a Twizzler?
Mm-mm.
I love Twizzlers. There,
yeah.
I professed my love to
yeah.
it.
I don't know what it is.
Only just, the strawberry though. The cherry ones are like nibs. Mm-mm.
If somebody forced me to have licorice, I would only go cherry.
Mm. See, that's why we get along.
Yeah, yeah. But like, you know how the world has accepted coffee as the official drink of planet Earth.
Yes. It's and you just, don't drink it.
I don't drink it. I don't see any redeeming qualities in it whatsoever. But every once in a while, I go, I've got to be wrong, right? Because everyone on the planet loves this stuff. Why do my taste buds reject it? But then I go, no, I'm not giving in to that. Why would I?
All right, listen. You reject it because you almost have to learn to like coffee. It's not like you have it and go, oh, my God, this
right.
is splendid.
It's a strange thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and my youngest son, Dylan, started asking for coffee in the morning to help get him going.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, whatever. Let's do whatever we can to get a teenager out of bed.
But you usually have it going in the house because you don't drink it.
Oh, yeah, I have 2 cups every morning.
You do?
Every morning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And, you know, thank God for the timers because now it goes off at 6:30 and I wake up to the smell of fresh coffee.
Yeah.
And then at 6:45, I give Dylan a half a cup. And I just was looking up some information and I use, I think it's Coffee Mate, sweet cream creamer.
Uh huh.
I use...
Coffee Mate, by the way, to me sounds very British. I think it's because of the word mate.
I think, well, that's more Australian, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I guess Australian.
I don't know who makes it.
Very UK. Is it somewhere
Nestle.
In the UK?
It's Nestle Coffee Mate, and it's Italian sweet cream.
Want some Coffee Mate?
And, Bill, I have to put so much of this. It's like a sweet cream and sugar. It's already mixed up in there.
Yeah.
And I have to put so much of it in my coffee that I am spending over 250 calories a day just on the creamer.
Oh, no. That's going to catch up to you.
I know. I just was doing the work here, and I'm like, boy, that's 210 calories for 6 tablespoons.
And how much is being consumed?
Well, now I do 6 tablespoons,
ooh,
but I don't...
That's a lot.
I want more. It's not sweet enough for me.
Really?
So when I'm giving my son the coffee in the morning, I'm like, you're not going to like it, so let me put some creamer in it. And that's when I started, I care more about others than myself.
I guess, yeah.
So I looked up the calories, and my eyes, you know how your eyes pop out of your head in the cartoons?
Sure.
That's what happened. Like, that's as much as a lean cuisine for creamer in my coffee.
That doesn't make sense.
And just the other day, when we have this little break in between 7:20 a.m. and the stream, I went the other day, I was going to make a cup of coffee because I needed a little boost, but I saw tea was there, so I said, I'm going to have some tea.
It's more civil,
yeah, but
isn't it?
I like tea less than coffee.
I don't like either one. But if I was forced, like every once in a while, I'll have a sore throat. And somebody goes,
well, yeah, then.
You got to have hot tea with lemon. So I go,
I have
right.
it with honey, and then it's tolerable.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all these, you know, shows that I've been watching, I've been loving Atypical, and they have young kids, and they always offer, Heywood, can I make you some tea? Heywood, you like some tea? So the other day when I made it, I was going to say, Bill, do you want me to make you some tea? It seems like such a cool thing to do. Hey, sure. You want some tea? But I don't like it.
It seems like it is, but in practicality, it's not.
Hot liquids are not good. Only soup. I don't even like hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate I can do every once in a while. When I mean that, not now.
Why?
When it's hot outside. It seems counterproductive. Although I said, when I was at the Cubs game the other day, my friend Dave said, I'm going to get something to drink. Do you want something? And I kiddingly said hot chocolate, and he didn't know I was kidding. He goes, all right, I'll keep my eyes open for it. I go, no, I'm kidding. It's 82 degrees outside. Is hot chocolate my best bet on a
People
hot
drink
day?
Hot coffee
I know
year round.
But that's another reason.
I eat soup year round.
I guess.
People eat ice cream in the winter.
But how did other drinks, all right, so when the world had a meeting, and I wasn't invited to the meeting, and said, we must vote on an official drink for the planet. Who wants to start? And somebody went coffee, and they went, meeting adjourned. Let's all drink coffee now. How did other drinks not get some sort of a mention in that? I would love to. Like, you know how when you're done, if you're at a restaurant and you're done drinking coffee, the waitress goes, can I top that off for you? And then she has some, and she just has it on her, and she pours it. They don't have that with orange juice. Would you like some more orange juice? It's on me. I have it on me.
Because coffee is made nonstop because the majority of people drink it. Orange juice, they run out, and it's more expensive.
I know, but I don't know what did the coffee lobby do to sell the world on
it? We got addicted to it.
That's what it is, right? It's
caffeine.
It's an addiction.
Yes. All right, let's because I know that you don't drink coffee.
I've had it twice in my life. Hated it the first time, thought about it when I obviously wasn't ready for it, had it the second time, hated it even more.
Well, I just had an eye-opener this week when I started giving my son coffee, and 210 calories for the creamer, and it's not even enough. Like, I just want to just keep pouring it
right.
because I want it to be creamy and sweet, things that coffee isn't.
No, coffee's not either of those.
So
no.
That's why the creamer makes it really tolerable. Ooh. And my grandfather he used to always have the coffee candies, those.
Oh, God.
And
awful.
You know, I don't know what's wrong with us as kids, but we always take hard candy from our grandparents.
Yeah.
And even the root beer barrels weren't really that good, or the butterscotch.
I like those.
But
those
I would take them because it's like, oh, Nino, you got candy? Yeah, here. And I'd take it, and I'm like, I'm getting some candy. And the coffee ones, I'm like, this is really not good, but
no.
It's candy. So I talked myself into it.
It's candy, but with just such an awful, bittery taste.
But that has like a cream and sugar in it.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a little
right.
To it. Yeah, I know.
So that makes it more tolerable. I like Jamocha almond fudge ice cream, which is coffee ice cream.
Mm.
It just needs a ton of sugar.
Can't do it.
All right, here's some startling information. Coffee is the second most traded commodity in the world behind only petroleum.
I can see that easily. That does not surprise me in the least. I'm surprised it's not number one.
Here are eight facts.
I'd rather drink petroleum than coffee.
That's what it tastes like.
I know it does. I know. I think it's better for you. It doesn't keep you up at night.
Here's something you didn't know. I'm proud to have these coffee facts, thanks to the internet. HistoryExtra.com. Coffee may have been discovered by excited goats.
I knew that. Everybody knows that.
Legend has it that Kaldi, a lonely goat herder in 9th century Ethiopia, discovered the energizing and invigorating effects of coffee when he saw his goats getting excited after eating some berries from a tree.
Who's behind this, Kaldi? Behind this?
Kaldi.
Yeah, Kaldi.
So he came up with this idea of drying and boiling the berries to make a beverage. He threw the berries into the fire, and the aroma of what we now know as coffee drifted through the air. The now roasted coffee beans were raked from the embers, ground up, and dissolved into hot water, and that allegedly is the first cup of coffee.
Hmm.
The monks found that...
Did they do free refills back then, or does it say?
Yeah.
They did?
I don't know. Probably not, because it was probably harder to make.
Right.
Kaldi was like, you know how long this takes me?
Enjoy. You're lucky you're enjoying this.
Right. Only one cup.
No, that's a limit. Come on, move along.
The abbot and his monks found that found that the beverage kept them awake for hours at a time, just the thing men devoted to long hours of prayer needed.
Oh, all right.
Word spread, and so did the hot drink, even as far as the Arabian Peninsula. Then there was a...
Everyone was talking about it.
Yes.
And did he have a sign up, like, every place that sells coffee that says, world's best coffee? Did you ever go any place?
Yeah.
It's not best coffee in the block, best coffee in town.
According to who?
To you, right? Because you make it. So what are you going to say? Yeah, our coffee's not that good.
An alternative story, Bill, has us believe that coffee was first discovered by a sheik named Omar.
Oh, interesting.
Sheik Omar.
Yeah.
That's just too long. Coffee forged a social revolution. It was so powerful a force that it was drunk in the home as a domestic beverage, but more significantly, it was drunk. People drank it in the ubiquitous public coffee houses, mm-hmm. which sprang up in villages.
The first coffee shops. People didn't have laptops then. They would just bring in, like, metal rectangles.
Tablet. Stone tablet and a chisel.
They'd just keep reading the same thing over and over.
These coffee houses soon became all the rage, were the place to go to socialize.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Coffee drinking and conversation were complemented by all manner of entertainment. There were musical performances, dancing, excited goats.
Caldy, I hope you take care of these goats. This place is a mess.
Games of chess.
Oh.
And just discussing the current news
of
the day.
Topics of the day.
Yeah. The coffee houses soon became known as schools of the wise, the place you went to if you wanted to know what was going on in your world.
That's what I'm going to name my coffee shop when I open one. School of the Wise. I wonder why no one's coming here. I've got dancing goats. I've got everything.
Excited goats.
Excited goats, and yet I'm the only one here at my School of the Wise coffee shop. What a waste. This is a horrible investment I've made.
Coffee, like alcohol, has a long history of prohibition. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Attracting fear and suspicion and religious disquiet and hypocrisy. Had the zealots of all religions gotten their way, there would not be very many coffee houses. They said it was sinful to drink coffee.
I agree with them. I think it is sinful.
Coffee was known as the devil's cup.
Why? Why?
Because
it was hot, like hell.
It was hot like hell.
So it's the devil's
cup. To Catholics, it was the bitter invention of Satan. You know, I am Catholic, and I'm proud to be a Catholic, and I'm never going to be anything other than a Catholic, but we Catholics are really
Well, they take it to the limit sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. This stuff is hot. It must be the devil's drink.
And it's bitter. The bitter invention of Satan, carrying the whiff of Islam, and it seems suspiciously like a substitute for wine as used in the Eucharist. In any event, it was outlawed.
Except that wine makes you drunk and coffee doesn't. Isn't that
that's your brings bigger you back, right? Which it really doesn't. It's just time, the alcohol getting through your system.
I know.
And a Culver's double butterburger. there was a pope who did not want Christians to drink coffee, Muslims too.
Oh.
Coffee came to England in the mid-17th century, and coffee houses became the first internet, which is 100% true.
That's true. I'll give him that.
Coffee was claimed to be a 17th century Viagra.
Based on what?
Coffee sales are up.
Way up.
Unless they were prostitutes, women were excluded from coffee houses.
Oh, that's not fair to women or prostitutes.
And they let their resentment be known.
Who do you got to sleep with to get a cup of coffee in here?
Anybody. A coffee house habitué, somebody who frequents there, is someone who lodges at home but lives at the coffee house. He converses more with newspapers, gazettes, and votes. All the other wives were left at home as men went to the coffee houses.
Oh, okay. Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
So they were like the pubs of that.
Yes.
Of that generation, right?
Yes.
No women allowed unless you're a prostitute.
Right. Those are the only men, the only women men like.
Right.
Wives argued that their husbands were forever absent from the home and family, neglecting their domestic duties. And all for a little base, black, thick, nasty, bitter, stinking, nauseous puddle water.
Yes. That was the original name of coffee.
That should be the name of your coffee shop.
They weren't selling any coffee with that name. We should change the name. Nah, give it four more centuries.
You know what's weird is I could have four cups of coffee and go right to bed, but then,
really?
but in the morning, I think it is mental stimulation.
I think it is.
Where I've just said, oh, I need my two cups of coffee to get me up and out of bed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I guess maybe there's a little bit of a jolt for me, but, seriously, when you have ADHD, a stimulant relaxes you more than hypes you up.
Right.
Sugar is my problem. When I've come in and had coffee with real sugar in it, that's when I am like racing out of my skin.
Right. But I know so many people in my life who have said, yeah, I can't get anything done. Until I've had my cup or two cups of coffee, I can't get anything done. And I go, well, you did that to yourself. You've trained yourself to be that way.
It's okay, though. I mean, it's cheap. I buy Dunkin' Donuts coffee, make it at home.
It's cheap for some people, but if you have a regular Starbucks habit...
Don't do that, people.
That adds up very fast.
I have never been that person. We make it at home.
Right.
I buy little plastic to-go cups with a lid on it that look like a Starbucks cup.
So how did they manage to make people believe that it's so much better there? It's better to pay... What do you pay, four times, five times the price if you're getting it at Starbucks as opposed to home? What have they done to make people believe that?
Because it's just... first of all,
It's the event, right? It's the event of going there.
No, because honestly, when you think back when we had one right across from Tribune Tower, Bertrand always at 11 o'clock after he'd finish his news, he'd I'd see him walk back from Starbucks every day, and then he'd get ready for the Wintrust business lunch.
Right.
It's just a little pick-me-up, and I think, for the most part, people go into Starbucks to grab and go. In the old days, you'd go sit there, and there's still a few people on their laptops.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's the smell. I got to be honest with you. When I walk past a Starbucks and I smell coffee, I'm like, oh, my God, does that smell good? And then I get some, and it's not as good as the smell makes me think it's going to be.
The smell actually repels me.
Oh,
it doesn't draw me in. It repels me. I don't know
what it is.
That's
my bacon. I'd rather smell coffee than bacon.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
And I like the smell of pot. I don't smoke pot, but I like the smell of it.
Were you getting that at the Starbucks across the street from us?
No, but then I'd stay there a little longer.
That makes sense.
Are you a coffee drinker, Jude?
Yep.
Yeah, see, I don't love it. I have to put so much creamer in it to make it taste so sweet.
We're trying to figure out, Judy, why people are so addicted. What is it that has made this so addictive?
Why is that the international drink?
What? The coffee?
Coffee.
That it's the official drink of planet Earth.
When we were going to move here, and I saw that there was a Dunkin' Donuts downstairs, I literally wet my pants.
Oh.
I was like, I am so excited.
Yeah.
Now, I am like, oh, God, I've got to stop.
I buy Dunkin' Donuts pre-ground coffee and make it at home. Why don't you do that?
I do that, but then I want that...
See, it's the afternoon pick-me-up.
On my way to work, I stop and get one, and I get the French vanilla swirl. No cream.
Is it cold?
It's cold. Always iced. Then when I get here, by the time I start anchoring the afternoon, by 4 or 5, I need another coffee. So then I send someone downstairs to get one.
Do you know, whenever I
you
think
do?
About...
You do? She doesn't even get it herself.
I can't leave.
Right.
I can't leave my...
The news breaks for no one, Wendy.
All right.
The news breaks for no one.
Well, it's just the way the clock works. I can't leave.
In my head, if somebody said, picture a cup of coffee... Here's what I think of. I think of when you and I worked the mornings at Q101, and the guy who did overnights, when we would come in every day, there were two or three styrofoam cups that had a third of a way filled with coffee, but also three or four cigarettes in each cup.
Gosh.
So in my head, if somebody says, imagine coffee, that's the image I get in my head.
Ah, see, that's terrible.
Ugh.
I mean, you know what? And my whole life was really never a coffee drinker. I'm a late bloomer in that.
Me too.
Yeah, I only started drinking coffee maybe, 10 years ago, maybe I started. I have one in the morning at my house, and I get the one on the way, which I sometimes don't even count the Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee as coffee.
You don't count that?
It's like a drink.
Yeah, there's not much caffeine in that.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Like a Frappuccino. I love those at Starbucks. I found out there's no Eno in it. Yeah, there's no cappuccino.
Yeah,
there's no espresso.
I'm no fan of Starbucks. But let
me
tell you,
strong for me.
I was in Puerto Rico. The best coffee I've ever had. You know, the big,
how do you drink it?
It was hot. It was the big, huge
black
cup.
Cream and
sugar? Gosh, always cream and sugar.
Me too.
But I never got coffee. I got like a cappuccino or whatever else, some foo-foo drink. But it was so delicious.
What were they doing differently there?
I don't know. I guess they...
It was more smooth. It was milder.
Yeah, smooth and just so... I really, and so addicting. I like wanted it every day after that. Then we went on a walking tour in Puerto Rico, and they had said that they, in the day, used to, before the Industrial Revolution, when everyone left the farms and just... They supplied all the coffee to Rome, to the Pope.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, that's how good.
The Pope was a big coffee drinker?
Big coffee drinker, and
Isn't that weird?
Because they had the best
originally.
But now all the grandkids are going back to the farms and getting the beans are still there, and they're so that's the place I was at was telling us all about that, and I was drinking their coffee, which was delicious, and I bought some to take home.
Did you ever meet Mrs. Olson from Maxwell House?
You know, I was never a big Maxwell House.
No? Oh. 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, I like.
Chuck full of nuts.
I get the, you know, I go to like Wendy, get the Dunkin'.
Yeah, all right.
Or, okay, whatever on sale at Jewel when I want to get the pods. Because those are so pricey, but I love them.
We just get a giant bag of Dunkin' at Sam's Club. And originally, the Catholics referred to coffee as the bitter invention of Satan.
Yeah, Satan invented it, according
to the Catholics. While they were drinking it, did they write that down?
I think this was mine.
Pope said, you know what? I need a pick-me-up.
After the Pope tasted the Puerto Rican coffee, apparently, yeah, he
Somebody
was like,
gave
okay.
him a gift card to one of the coffee shops in the area, in the Vatican, and he loved it. And that is interesting that he had a Jewish accent one day.
I know.
That was not lost on me.
Especially today on, what is it today? Is
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, a Jewish holiday.
I only know that because it popped up on my iPhone calendar, and I didn't know that I had every world holiday.
Yeah. The Google Doodle today is Shecky Green.
Is it really? I'll look at it. All I can think of right now is going to 11th City Diner and getting a giant matzo ball soup. Mm. It's the size of a clincher, 16-inch saw. Wow. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Be careful. Be careful. All right. We must take a break. Judy will give you the news. That's coming up next. And then more of us, Bill and Wendy. It's WGN. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. Judy Pilek, of course, doing news for us. Do either of you remember a television show years ago called Kids Say the Darndest Things?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was the host? Do you remember?
Art Linkletter.
Art Linkletter. Bing, bing,
Very
bing,
good.
Bing, bing, bing. All right. Well, now there is an app that is a version of that where kids do or potentially do say the darndest things. It's called the Little Hoots app. The inventor of it, Lacey Ellis, wanted the same kind of a flavor. She said that oftentimes kids say things that are just so adorable and they need to be documented. So she has a bunch of them. These are the best. She says they are both hilarious and adorable. I will let you two be the deciders of that. I will read you what kids have said recently. You tell me if it is either hilarious or adorable, or maybe even
both.
Well,
I think we're going to lose something with you reading it, but okay. Because I watch these on Facebook all the time, and it is mesmerizing.
Oh, yeah? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I start to see one, and I click on it, and I just go through it all. Yeah.
It's hard to stop. All right, you tell me, like I said, I'll keep score. Hilarious and adorable. She says they're all that and more. All right. Here's the situation. A mom and her daughter, the mom's name is Silas. Oh, no, the daughter's name is Silas. So the mom sits down with her, and Silas says, "Mommy, I want chips." To which the mother says, "Okay, what kind of chips?" And Silas says, "Chocolate chips."
That's neither hilarious
nor adorable. Oh, for one.
That's stupid.
That's stupid. They don't.
I don't care if it's a little kid.
They don't list that as a category.
They should be hilarious and adorable, possibly stupid.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the third category.
I'm putting S down. I got H for hilarious, A for adorable, and now S for stupid, and then so far 1-0. Stupid's winning. Here's a little girl. Her name is Poppy. She's 3 years old, and she drew a picture of her mom.
That's hilarious, her name.
That's not supposed to be funny, Jude. That's just her name. She drew a picture of her mom, and she made the eyes all red. The rest of the mom looks like a mom would look, but the eyes are drawn awful red. And Poppy says, "I made your eyes red because you're always sleepy." Is that hilarious, adorable, or, Wendy, your category, stupid?
That is the dumbest thing I have.
Stupid.
Yeah. I mean, right. Come on.
It's not stupid. It's just dumb.
Here's a little girl named...
Dumb and not funny.
Lame. Dumb and not funny.
Lame is the last category.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm adding another
one. Hilarious, adorable.
Lame.
Hell.
And that one got...
like the fake voice on your phone. I know.
Yep. We're the Doublemint twins sometimes, Judy.
We're the Doublemint Siri.
Here's a little girl named Lyric.
Oh, I like that.
That's interesting.
Again, she's making these names up.
The names are good. Lyric is 3 years old, and she has a border collie, and the dog's name is Gilbert. And the mom says to Lyric, "What kind of dog is Gilbert?" And then little Lyric says, "Gilbert is part German Shepherd and part cauliflower."
That's kind of funny. Do we have KF?
I got to add another category now. Kind of funny.
That's kind of funny. Yeah. Border collie, cauliflower.
All right. I'll give her kind of funny.
I would go with a little bit adorable on that. Not even funny, but just, it's cute.
All right, all right.
Are you switching it?
Yeah.
To what?
Judy's right. That's adorable doesn't have to be funny.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So adorable.
All right, so that one is adorable.
Yeah.
So far.
Like I said, maybe we're missing it because we're not hearing it and seeing it.
No, some of them are just plain not adorable, not hilarious, okay.
Right.
And they're lame.
Right. This one may be a game changer.
All right.
This one, I think, I believe, so far, of the ones that I've shared with you, that this one has the most merit. All right? Here's a little girl named Catherine. There's a strange name. I knew eventually we'd get to a more peculiar name.
In this day and age, that is a strange name.
It is a strange name. She's 5 years old. Her grandmother gave her a pair of shoes, to which Catherine says, "Thank you. I love them so much. I'm going to wear them to your funeral."
Okay, that was funny.
That's funny. How old is she?
She's 5.
Wow.
All right, so that's
a hilarious.
That one clicked.
Yeah.
All right, finally we got one. That one gets the 5. All right. Here's a little boy named Noah. He's 5 years old, and he just started kindergarten, and he explains this to his parents. "There's another Noah at my kindergarten, and his face doesn't even look like mine."
Lame.
All right,
lame.
Hold on a second. Then we all agree, lame. Here's a little girl named Grace. She's 3 years old. She's cleaning the floor after some mishap, and she explains this way. "I'm cleaning the floor because I'm cleaning the floor. Look at me. I'm Cinderella."
Get to the punchline.
That's awful. If my kids said that, I would say to them, if you're going to say something
adorable.
Go stand
in the corner.
Right. You got to punish a kid like that.
Right. All right, that's
lame. Cinderella? That's awful.
And the kid who's like, "There's another Noah in that class and his face didn't look like mine." I would have been, no kidding, you dumbass.
Oh, no.
Again, go stand in the corner.
What are the Joan Crawford Awards? Parker is 9 years old, and he says this. "Was the world black and white when my mom was a kid?" Now, that one...
It's interesting.
That's interesting, because there was a time where, when I was really little, when you'd see old movies and everything was in black and white, you go, was the world like this at some point? So, that one's... let's go with interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I got to add another category.
I would never get this app.
Yeah, interesting. All right, hold on a second. I got another one. This is from a little girl named Catherine, another Catherine. She's 4 years old, and she is talking to a woman who they don't identify. I'm guessing it's her mother. Catherine says, "This will be the big Penelope," to which Jennifer, I think the mom, says, "You mean finale?" And then Catherine says, "Yes."
The way you said yes was the funniest part of that.
It's so lame that it's hysterical.
I wouldn't have been able to figure out.
No, it's only funny because of the way people said yes. Everything else was like dumb.
It was really lame. And I have been corrected by my 15-year-old. I have to stop saying it's hysterical because that's not correct. I mean hilarious. But didn't hysterical become some, I know when you're, oh my God,
hysterical,
that's hysterical.
Means, right. But
it came to be used as.
Is really funny.
Yeah, I hardly ever think of hysterical that way anymore.
I know, but
he's. It's supposed to be thought
right.
of. I think of it as funny.
I do too, but he corrected me, and now I will never say it as a funny thing again because he's right.
It should be hilarious.
Yeah,
technically he's right. Although
he seems to be a little hysterical if he even cares.
I will throw that back at him.
Yeah.
Like, why are you hysterical that I'm using it wrong?
You should do this.
I will.
So I don't know how the mom figured out that she meant finale from Penelope. How did she figure that out? That would have taken me a week.
Because it ended in an E sound.
Is that
I
why?
Don't know. Because you know sometimes your kid says
things.
I guess.
All right. So do we want to give that hilarious?
No, that's lame.
That's lame. Lame, by the way.
Is winning.
There's more lames than everything else put together so far.
Where was this article?
This was on Huffington Post.
We should write for Huffington.
Oh, it's not their fault.
I could put 15 of my own kids' things that are funny.
Right, easily. This is from a little girl named Amelia. She's 4 years old. She says, I don't like being alone, but sometimes I just don't like people. I think you said that at some point, Wendy.
I say it every day.
She stole that from you.
That's it?
That's it.
How is that hilarious?
But sometimes I just don't like people.
How is that adorable?
It's not adorable or hilarious.
It's lame.
It's lame again. All right, 5 points for
conceptually,
lame.
It's flawed.
You're right. No, you're right.
She's hysterical. I don't mean that in a good way.
I smell coffee. Who has coffee in here?
Right?
Now all of a sudden I totally smell coffee.
I don't know what I smell it too, but I don't know what it is.
That's weird.
They're pumping it in.
Cassara, have you had some coffee?
No.
Cassara's in for Jasmine.
Well, like we would smell that through the microphone or what?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's odor-proof glass.
Odor-proof?
Yeah.
By the way, Jasmine couldn't work today because she was on television. I don't think she should get the day off to be on television.
Was she on TV today?
What was she doing on TV?
She was on that Jam morning show with John Hansen.
Oh.
Was she really?
Her... I'm sorry. This is a little bit more interesting than your
app
here.
Well, I didn't know this.
What's going on?
Yeah, she's part of the Spirit Brigade, the Cheer Brigade. Does anybody know what it is? It's the Chicago Spirit Brigade, I believe. And she's a cheerleader, and they perform at many functions to raise money, charity things, appearances, and she was on TV this morning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Doing a cheer?
I was saying she was on TV like at 7. Why couldn't she have made it to work?
Wow.
That is curious.
Maybe that's not big, hysterical or adorable.
Maybe there's
a big
post-show party or something.
I don't know. But she had to, I'm sure she had to get up at like 4 o'clock to get there. Yeah. But our Jazzy was on TV today. We probably should have mentioned it.
Yeah. I didn't know it till just now.
Maybe when it was on, you should have mentioned it.
We weren't here.
Oh.
We could have called the Cochran show, though.
It's the morning, that's right.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, hopefully she taped it so we can see it.
All right. Wendy, you'll find this one adorable. Owen is 5 years old, and he has drawn a picture of a glass with something red in it, but we don't know what it is. And the teacher says, "What is this, Owen?" And Owen says, "This is for my mom. It's a wine cup."
Tell me when to laugh.
I don't even have to ask. I'm putting another vote for lame. So far, hilarious has won. Adorable has won. Stupid has 2. Idiotic got 1, but Judy, you retracted that one. Lame has 6 so far.
Kids used to say the darndest things.
Kids used to say the darndest things.
That's what this app should be called.
Exactly. They're kind of just too smart for their own good.
Reagan is 3 years old, and mom and dad want to play hide and go seek with Reagan, and they say to Reagan, "Do we know how to play this?" And Reagan says, "You count to 10, and I hide in the bathtub."
Okay, that's kind of funny.
And.
That's it.
Kind of,
how is
you know
that
what that
funny?
Is? It's cute.
How is that even cute?
It's not hilarious.
No,
it's not. Is it adorable? It borders on adorable.
It's not adorable.
It borders on it. It's not adorable, but it's
in
the
adorable. Nick. She's 3,
it's
and she says
than,
I hide in the bathtub.
I'm going to give a point, but I'm writing it in pencil for adorable.
Just put an asterisk.
Possibly.
Here's a little girl whose name is Kay, and she says, she's singing this. I'm not going to sing it, Wendy. She says, "Mommy, come play with me," in a singy voice. And then the kid stops and then says, "You don't have a choice." I'm looking down to see if there's more to that one, and there isn't. That's it. "Mommy, come play with me," in a sing-song happy voice. And then after a while, she just says, "You don't have a choice."
That's kind of somewhat funny. The kid just going, "Mommy, come play with me."
Yeah.
And mom looked over and she's like, "You don't have a choice. You have to play with me." But that's not.
Yeah, okay.
It's not
the
hilarious.
The fact that you have to explain it.
Yeah, I guess.
No,
all right,
that gets it lame.
I'm giving it a lame. All right, lame has 7. Here's a little boy named Logan, and he's walking to the car.
Lame.
Wow.
I'm totally kidding.
All right.
I'm totally kidding. I know a bunch of Logans. I really am kidding.
They named him after Wolverine. That's Wolverine's real name.
Is it?
Yeah, Logan.
Oh.
All right. So here you got the dad, and he's walking with Logan to the car. It says, "We're walking to our car in the rain, and Logan took off his jacket, and he put it on my head to keep me from getting wet." To which the dad says, "Oh, I guess chivalry isn't dead." And then Logan says, "Who is chivalry?"
That's adorable and hilarious.
That's lame and stupid and dumb.
No, it was very sweet. You're a mean mom.
Oh my gosh! What you just? You're like Sybil.
And it hurts. And it hurts. And it hurts. I'm happy now. Come play with me.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That was. Pretty- pretty sweet. Come on, he worried about his dad.
Yeah, I guess.
That wasn't the point. It was what he said, which was dumb.
No, it's like chivalry isn't dead. Oh, who's chivalry? How did they die?
How old is he?
He was 3.
That's cute.
You think so? All right.
Is there a cute category?
No, there isn't.
We are terrible at taking quizzes.
And what parent says to their 3-year-old, chivalry isn't dead?
Right.
It's
suspect.
Lame.
Lame? All right. Finley is 3 years old. 5 years old. I'm sorry. Finley's 5 years old and said to Finley's mom, is Finley a boy's name or a girl's name?
Could be either.
Yeah.
Mom, I love your dress. Be careful when you're wiping me. I don't want to get any poop on it.
Why? Why would you even read that one?
I don't know.
But I'm sitting here thinking, that kind of makes sense.
File that one under O, obviously.
It's just because you wouldn't, even if you said that, even if you thought that, you wouldn't physically say it.
Finley did.
I like Finley. All right, so I'm giving Finley a point because it's been a long time.
Under what category?
Honest.
I thought obvious.
Obvious. All right. Hold on. I got to create another one. Obvious. All right. 1 point obvious. It's a mother and a son. I'm sorry. A mother and a daughter shopping. The little girl's name is Molly. She's 5 years old. And she wants to know what those are. She points over at some mannequins in the store, and the mother says, those are called mannequins. And then Molly says, do they also make girlikins? Oh, my God.
It's dumb, but adorable.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Kind of fun. All right.
I think these kids should open up at Zanies.
Do they make Zanies for tots?
Actually, it should be womenikins because
Zanies hit or miss.
Womenikins. It should be womenikins.
Although girlikins is funnier.
Yeah, little kids don't say women.
Yeah, but it's a mannequin, man, woman. It's not a boyakin.
Yeah.
I'm defending the jokes.
Yeah, you can't defend these.
All right, whatever.
Lame, by the way, still leading with 7. Adorable has 2. Stupid has 2. Those are in second and third place. Here's a little girl named Janie. She's 4 years old, and she's wearing a Star Wars-themed outfit. The focus is on her socks, where there are stormtroopers on her socks. And Janie said, I have storm cougars on my sockies. Wow. The explanation didn't warrant the payoff at all.
Again, that's just your kid says something funny wrong. Like Michael used to say sauches instead of sausage. And to me, it was adorable.
Right.
But to share it with a stranger.
You wouldn't put it on a website. You wouldn't put it on an app.
Storm cougars?
Storm cougars on my sockies. Claire is 3 years old. They asked Claire at school what Easter is, and Claire said, it's when Jesus went up to Kevin.
That's funny.
That was good. All right. Hold on a second. Are we going to say hilarious, though, or adorable?
Well, she's 3, and she just probably can't pronounce her H's. That's what I'm thinking.
She just kind of heard it like, oh, that's when Jesus went up to heaven. Right.
I'm impressed that she knows that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So maybe I for impressed.
I for impressed.
Gets you know, when we take multiple choice tests, you're not supposed to add options.
Your own option. I have time for one more. Young Savannah, although they spell it very strangely. S-V-A-N-A, Savannah.
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 Savannah? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it wouldn't be Savannah.
Yeah. So Savannah asks, she's asking her mom this question, when you nurse, does almond milk or regular milk come out?
She learned that from the dad. That was dad's joke that he was telling a neighbor, and she overheard him.
Right.
I bet that's what happened to Savannah.
Let me throw this one in really quick. A boy and his mom are driving. Mom, why are you driving so slow? The mom says, because we're driving through this neighborhood. The boy says, and you don't want to break any wine bottles?
What?
I don't know.
I'm laughing just because it's
ridiculous. No idea what that means.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I have no idea what it means.
Because she had wine bottles in the trunk?
I think because they were in a neighborhood that might have had broken glass on the street or something. But why would you share that on an app? That's not good enough to share. One more. This is the last one, I swear to you. Gracie is 7 years old, and upon going to bed, she says these words, good night, fellow citizens.
You like that.
I like it because it reminds me of something Batman would say. That's
again,
the kind of thing Adam West would have said that upon going to bed.
Not even adorable, not cute.
Not any of them. Well, our winner was lame. It had 9 points. The next closest were adorable and stupid with 2 each. So good luck with your app.
Yeah, right.
And this just in,
yes.
By the way, this is breaking entertainment news.
Uh-oh.
You want to know who's...
Is it
no,
bad
it's,
news?
It, well,
oh, it's good news or bad news?
Bad for some people. No. The Super Bowl LIII halftime show.
Yeah. Oh, who's performing at it?
It just came out.
Who?
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Do we want to guess?
Yeah, let's guess.
All right, go. Last year...
I'm going to say the Von Trapps.
Savannah.
Savannah Savannah.
There was a couple of bands in the running, but it sounds like...
Ariana Grande.
No.
Oh.
I don't even know.
Halsey.
I don't, you know what? I don't even care. Hosey.
Halsey?
Halsey?
No.
Halsey? No.
Isn't there a Hosey?
No.
Yeah, that's who it is.
The Weeknd.
No. Weeknd. It's just a band that I can't believe...
The Proclaimers.
No.
The Pretenders.
Maroon 5.
Oh, I love them.
Wow. I'm surprised, but I like
Maroon
them too.
5.
I like Adam Levine on The Voice because he's pretty funny. But
wait
really?
A second. What channel is the Super Bowl on?
Fox.
And what channel is Adam Levine on?
Oh, he's on The Voice. That's on channel 5?
Well, right? According to Variety, two sources confirm that the Adam Levine-led band will perform at the show. And somewhere I saw
I
that
liked it.
Cardi B will be there, too.
Oh, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
As a special guest.
Yeah?
I'll tune in when Eminem's on.
Yeah, is Eminem going to be there for Judy?
Ever on a Super Bowl halftime show?
I like it. I know you don't like it, but I think that's a good choice.
Lame.
Well, it's
really?
Very safe and, kind of like L.
Yeah,
not
hilarious or adorable. It's L.
Judy, thank you for hanging out.
Absolutely.
We'll close things off in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we got that closing theme going right now, and that means that we have to close things out.
We have to
close up shop.
We have to. We don't want to. That's the law.
Don't abandon the ship.
Abandon the ship. Thanks, everybody, so much for listening. We'll do another one of these tomorrow. Now, Friday, there is no bonus hours, so start dealing with that now.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be live in action on Friday.
At Cork.
Cork and Kerry.
And Kerry on Friday from 10 to noon. And then because of transportation reasons, we cannot be on for the bonus hour. But make other plans.
Yeah, and we're going to be out there broadcasting all day. Cork and Kerry at the park, 3259 South Princeton.
Come on out and see us. We would like to see you. That's it for today. Wendy, thank you so much for everything, and good night, fellow citizens. That's my new sign-off.
I like it.
I just cleared it.
I like it.
Yeah. Good night, fellow citizens, I said.
See you, Bill.
Bye.